Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Verizon Mets postgame show. Game 2, Mets and Nationals. It's time to listen back to the highlights. It was Tylor Megill against Mitchell Parker. That was the pitching matchup. And Megill and Parker allowed a couple of hits over the first two innings, but posted zeros. In the top of the third, Megill walked the nine-man Jacob Young to start the inning, and then the order flipped for C.J. Abrams.
Back to the top for Abrams, the lefty. First pitch, check swing roller toward third. Vientos has it, throw to second, one. No, it bounces away from Acuna, rolls over near shortstop, and Young goes to third. Abrams is safe at first. I don't know how Acuna didn't make that catch because it looked like he grabbed it, but it went under his glove, hit off the base, and rolled over near shortstop.
Yeah, it ended up being a failed catch on Luis Angel Acuna for an error. That put runners at the corners, and James Wood made the Mets pay with an RBI fielder's choice, and that gave Washington a 1-0 lead. With Wood at first, now two outs, Juan Yepes worked a walk to put a pair on. Luis Garcia up for Washington, and Megill spiked a curveball to put runners at second and third. Now two outs and two in scoring position. Nationals already with the lead, and Garcia faced Tylor Megill.
2-2 on Garcia. Megill fires. Swing and a miss, sinker away. Got him with the hard stuff, and Garcia helped him. He chased outside the zone. Megill tap dances around a little trouble, but does allow the Nationals to score one run on no hits.
Yeah, Megill was able to limit the damage to just one run with our save of the game, sponsored by Margaret Teets Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. On to the bottom of the third, Harrison Bader led off with a walk, and that put a runner on for Luis Angel Acuna.
Bader can run, the 1-1. That's line toward left center field. It is a base hit for Acuna, and it'll roll to the wall. Bader hits the second, going for third, heading toward the plate. Cutoff throw goes to third. Bader scores standing up. Oh, Acuna helped himself. After committing an error that leads to a Nationals run, he's tied the game with a double up the gap in left center in the bottom of the third.
Redemption for Luis Angel Acuna and his first Major League RBI. Jose Iglesias next continued the rally with an infield single that moved Acuna to third. Parker then walked Starling Marte on a 3-2 pitch that loaded the bases with nobody out in a one-run game. Pete Alonso up for the Mets.
1-2 pitch. Floated in the air over first. Down the line, it's a fair ball. This will score two. Acuna is in. Iglesias behind him. Marte gets to third. Alonso a bloop single to right. He scores a pair, and the Mets take a 3-1 lead. The big bopper just bloops one for two runs for the Mets.
Yeah, 60 miles per hour off the bat, but it counts the same. Two RBIs and our turning point of the game. Be listening tomorrow to 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM between 11:30 and noon and be the 22nd caller. If you can correctly identify the turning point of the game, you will win a pair of Mets tickets to an upcoming game at Citi Field. The Mets turning point of the game is sponsored by Riverhead Building Supply. With 13 locations on Long Island, they are everywhere you are and online at rbscorp.com. MLB.com. 3-1, Mets ahead. Marte went to third, so runners at the corners for Mark Vientos, and he plated Marte with a sack fly to make it 4-1, New York. Mets settled for that four spot. Tyrone Taylor popped out, and J.D. Martinez grounded into a fielder's choice. 4-1, Mets after three. Shutdown inning for Tylor Megill in the top of the fourth, and in the bottom half, Francisco Alvarez led off.
Well, here comes the 1-1. That slammed in the air, deep left field. Alvarez gives this one a ride, and it's gone. Over the high wall in left field, six rows back into the seats. A low rising bullet for Alvarez, and the Mets jump in front, 5-1 on Alvarez's ninth home run of the year.
So the Mets kept tacking on. It was a 5-1 lead. Parker set down the next two Mets before allowing an infield single to Jose Iglesias, and his night was done. Eduardo Salazar took over for Washington, and Starling Marte grounded out to end the inning. Megill made it seven in a row, set down with another 1-2-3 frame. In the bottom half, Alonso led off against Salazar with a double to right. Two batters later with one away, Alonso still at second, and Tyrone Taylor at the plate.
The 1-0 lined over third base hit going into the left field corner. That'll score a run. Alonso around third scores easily. Taylor on his way to second. He's in standing with a two-base hit. And the Mets now lead 6-1.
RBI double for Tyrone Taylor and a five-run lead for the Mets. Taylor promptly stole third, but J.D. Martinez grounded out. Taylor held at third, and he'd be stranded there. Francisco Alvarez grounded out to end the fifth inning. Tylor Megill back to work in the sixth, now with a five-run lead. Jose Tania popped out to start, then Juan Yepes grounded out. Nine in a row, set down by Tylor Megill with two outs. He faced Ildemar Vargas and struck him out to make it 10 in a row to close out the night. Six innings of one-run ball for the Mets right-hander. In the bottom half, Salazar was done. A couple of one-out singles to Luis Angel Acuna and Jose Iglesias. Starling Marte flied out. That meant runners were at the corners for Pete Alonso.
0-2 to Alonso. Fastball hit deep to left field. Back goes Wood. Onto the track in front of the wall. It's gone. Into the party deck. A three-run homer for Pete Alonso, his third hit of the game, his 33rd home run of the year. And if he's starting to heat up, his timing could not be better. The Mets have broken this one wide open. It is 9-1 New York.
Some would say that Pete's timing was impeccable as he came up with a three-run home run to pad the Mets' lead 9-1. That's our insurance run of the game, presented by NJM. No jingles or mascots, just great insurance. That was it for the Mets offensively. Adam Ottavino took over in the seventh. He ran into some traffic, but stranded the bases loaded for a scoreless inning. Tanner Rainey struck out the side in the bottom half. Top of the eighth, Waskar Brazoban posted a zero of his own onto the bottom of the inning. And with one out, Luis Angel Acuna provided us with our smash of the game.
Brought home what proved to be the World Series winning run as Acuna hits one to deep left field. Baker back, this ball is gone, and Luis Angel Acuna has just hit his first major league home run. His third hit of the game, it increases the Mets lead to 10-1. But this has been one memorable night for young Luis Angel Acuna, who circles the bases, hopeful of getting the souvenir ball eventually. For his first big league home run. Congratulations, kid.
Yeah, one that he will never forget. That's our Smash of the Game presented by Smashburger, 100% certified Angus beef burgers, fries, shakes, and more. The Mets hope that that is first of many for Luis Angel Acuna and a 10-1 lead. They put some more pressure on in the inning with two more base runners, but could not add on, which meant it was on to the top of the ninth inning. Alex Young took over. He allowed a base hit to Dylan Cruz, but nothing else to close out the game and secure the victory for the New York Mets.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed Ace and then got some from my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.